Good morning, Church on the Rock. How's everybody doing? We're thrilled to be here. We love you guys. We have been here in Brevard County for 17 years, and Church on the Rock was one of our first partner churches. So we've been journeying with you guys for a very long time. I know a lot of you know about Love Inc. I think Tony did an amazing job describing how we work together with Christians and churches here in Brevard County. I would just let you know that we are an international nonprofit. We have 120 plus in the United States and 7 in Nairobi, Kenya. So yes, praise the Lord, right? And so our mission is to mobilize local churches to change lives and communities in the name of Christ. And so basically, we provide the structure for Christians to come together with their gifts, talents, and resources to fill that mandate that God gives each one of us to help people in need. And then the people that we help, it's a hand up. So we walk with people spiritually, physically, emotionally, and relationally so that they can be set free to be all that God has for them. Anna Fetterman, she has been an amazing ambassador for us, and she has actually led our budget mentoring classes for about 7 years. So her heart is for people in need. I know that you know that because you know her personally. We just started a 6-week budget mentoring class, and we are working with kids that have aged out of the foster care system. And Anna has trained a lot of you. There are still several of you here I see in the audience that are actually volunteering as mentors for those kids. So we are so grateful for you. A lot of them are housed together, and we have Wholeness to Freedom, which is right next door. So we're actually having the class at Wholeness to Freedom. So just another picture of partnerships and people working together. So tomorrow is Anna's birthday, and Anna, I hope you're watching at home, and we are praying for you. We hope you feel better, but we wanted to celebrate you as our ambassador here at Church on the Rock and also for your birthday. And since she and Tim are one, where's Tim? Tim, if you'll make sure these flowers get home to Anna. So grateful for her and so many volunteers just like her. And so we are going to give a little bit more of a Love Inc. update. So I want to invite Maureen Bellinger. She is our clearinghouse coordinator. She's going to come over here and share a little bit more about what's happening in our call center.
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me? Well, again, my name is Maureen Bellinger, and I'm the clearinghouse coordinator. As you know, the clearinghouse is basically the front line for the ministry. We have 13 volunteers. I have usually about 3, 4, maybe up to 5 a day. And each day they contact different clients. And we have approximately 75 active clients and their family that we're ministering to each month right now. And I love our mentors. I mean, we have the best mentors because when we had to close the office for COVID, the mentors didn't want to lose their weekly contact with their clients. And they're like, man, can we still call them from home? So they went ahead and they called and updated and encouraged their clients every day from home. Not every day, excuse me, every week. They're dedicated, but maybe not that far. But and one thing, too, about COVID, when we had to close our office for our normal routine, it was, again, we still had to reach out to the community. So one of the biggest things that we took place with was called Give a Meal. And during the Give a Meal, we were able to send meals twice a week to families homebound or immune-compromised clients in the community. So twice a week, they would get a meal from this local restaurant. And what was so awesome is, you know, I'd have people calling in going, what's going to come next week? What's going to come next week? What's on the menu? You know, so I mean, everybody was so excited and so appreciative of what they got. And I'd like to just give a little update. Last year, we were also able to provide 229 mental health counseling sessions for 37 clients. Our partner Christian counselors help our clients deal with sex abuse, depression, anxiety, PTSD, and trauma for a few. Y'all stole my thunder talking about budget mentoring. I know Tim was here a minute ago, but okay. So Tim and Anna are awesome. I mean, I work with Anna every week. We go over our clients, but they have taught budget mentoring, and last year we had over 20 families come through here and through the Love Inc. office, and so they learned how to do personal finance from a biblical perspective. And also that this church is very, very good with is personal care pantry. So we appreciate everything that you donate to our personal care pantry. We are able to, instead of being a handout, we sell for a quarter personal care items. So again, it has that dignity piece. We also offer gift cards, food cards, home and auto repairs. So in closing, I would just like to share one letter from one of my clients. It's a single mom, and this was about this time last year. And she said, "I want to take the time to express my sincere thankfulness and extreme gratitude for my recent van repair. As you may recall, in August, my van was having major issues. This was after completely dying twice, one of those times being Mother's Day weekend. I was told by a friend that this van doesn't run on gas, it runs on prayer. And he is so right, and he is so right. Upon taking it to the first repair shop, we were met with a very high repair estimate, which was over $5,000. Even though Love Inc. was willing to help with a portion of the cost, there was just no financial means for me to be able to meet my portion of the repair. A church friend recommended Christian's Auto Care, and I headed there for a second opinion. Their estimate came back under half of the previous repair cost, and they were going to allow me to put money down and make payments until paid in full. Although I only had $600 to put down, it was a start. I needed a safe and reliable vehicle. My boys and I had been praying so that we could somehow save the van. It is old, but it's a vehicle I can drive and that we feel safe using. We also pray that God would provide the funds necessary to pay for the repairs. Since my husband moved out in October, God has provided for us in ways I just don't know how to describe. I now work 3 jobs, and there are months on paper that we should be deep in the red. But then an unexpected check comes, or somebody just happens to have some extra groceries that they don't need, or a medical bill comes back much less than expected. We have also encountered months where we had to go without some things, but things could have been much worse. I say this because on the day that I received the call from Love Inc., sharing that an anonymous donor, sharing that they had an anonymous donor, was the same day I was struggling to trust that God had us. I had seen his hand before, but that Tuesday was just hard. I was feeling incredibly alone, and the finances wrapped around the van situation just made things worse. To walk this road God had the boys and I on, I just don't understand. I have an amazing church family, but there's still days that I have felt alone, as we all do. So it was on that Tuesday that when I received the call, I was sitting down to eat with several church staff members. I excused myself from the table to hear my mentor say, "You are not going to believe this." And I even had her repeat it a few times because I had to be sure I heard it correctly. I had worked so hard to save the $600 deposit for the van, part of me didn't see how it'd be possible to have any sort of Christmas this year. After you pay the $600, an anonymous donor agreed to cover the rest of the amount, my mentor exclaimed. I felt tears come down and I couldn't move. I felt a wave of shock mixed with joy in a way that I hadn't experienced in a long time. I wanted to move, but my feet were just stuck. It was as if God himself wrapped his arms around me and told me he saw me, I was worth fighting for, I was worth something huge to somebody out there. I cry here all the time. So whoever you are, dear donor, I want you to know that you really allowed God to speak love into my life that day, a day that I was really struggling to trust. I want you to know that our van runs amazing, although my boys really miss the crazy vibrations that they got used to feeling along the way. It runs too smooth now. It's almost too good to be true. I finally feel safe. And because of you, I can use the extra funds I received the next few weeks towards a meal for Thanksgiving and Christmas gifts for the boys. I really didn't think we would ever have that possibility, but now there it is. Thank you so much for investing in my family. You have. Thank you for stepping out in faith. You are seen, you are loved, you are His. Amen. So, and I'm happy to say, too, that another one of our partner churches donated 20 Thanksgiving baskets to us, so she obviously got one of those Thanksgiving baskets, and then we also have a Christmas program that we called, thank you, Gifts from the Heart, and we were able to help minister to her from there as well. So that's my recap, my portion. At this point, I'd like to bring up Denise Viscuso, our volunteer coordinator.
I'm not good at standing still, so. Good morning. You are such a warm, welcoming people. Your worship portion of the service is amazing. You are truly a beloved people to Love, Inc. I don't know if you realize this, but Church on the Rock is a name that is so familiar to our ministry because of what you do in the name of Christ. You are part of this wonderful partnership of Christians that make a difference in this generation. You know, I want to just kind of give you a little bit of a recap with what happened with volunteering in mid-March, kind of Brevard shut down. It was kind of empty in the streets. We didn't have the store open, the office open, the call center open, and I knew we were going to have to go to Plan B. In fact, April was the first time in the entire time I've been with Love, Inc. we didn't have anyone recruited, and that is like unheard of. I mean, I was in a state of shock, but I knew God was in control and that we were going to just take it to Plan B. And Plan B involved starting virtual volunteering, which people can make a difference from home. We have a recruitment website manager. We have folks that all of our online recruitment is done from home. So, I mean, there are a number of things you can do from home. We had a volunteer phone tree, so we reached out to all of our volunteers to make sure that all their needs were met, prayer requests. And so, you know, we went to Plan B. And now, you know, we're 6 months later, and we're actually back to our normal stats with bringing people in to serve. So, you know, it was just a time, a period of time, and we just placed our trust in God. In August, we had services at where I go to services, and it was called Moments of Hope. And it was worship, prayer, and communion. And all of the folks in the church that had prayer requests wrote them on cards, and they were all across the stage. And so I walked and I read all of them. And there was one thing that kept repeating. What is God's will for my life? What is the direction that God wants me to go in? And it occurred to me that when the world is pushed away to the side from this pandemic, we are face to face with the kingdom of God. And that is one of the positive things that has come out of this pandemic, is that people are now questioning and asking and seeking. And the word tells us what God's will is. The word says, seek. Ask, seek, knock, and the door will be opened unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you prove what the will of God is, that is good, acceptable, and perfect. And that is the will of God, and that's the direction we need to go. And this pandemic is the opportunity to bring revival to our world. This generation, this is our generation. God put us on this planet at this time, this generation. We have kingdom purpose. And you all know that because you're partnering, you're doing, you're part of it. And so God bless you for being, you know, tuned in with the Holy Spirit, because we just need to, you know, it's part, it is a very part, very important to be in action. You know, when it says in the word, ask, seek, knock, that's an action. And so we're called to action. And so with volunteering, one of the things you can do is be called to action through service. Now, is everyone called to loving? No. But you seek God, and he will answer and tell you, and the Holy Spirit will confirm where you need to serve. And so where do you serve at Love, Inc.? You can serve in the call center. That is the heart of the ministry, where you connect with people in need, and you share the gospel, and you pray, and see lives transformed. But you can be on the budget mentoring team and see lives transformed here, too. You know, in the thrift store, you may think it's retail, but it's also, we allow people that are non-Christians to volunteer there, and we show the love of Christ in the environment of this store so that they can see there is a difference, that we are the light that shines in the dark, dark, broken world. And so, you know, even if you're folding clothes, you are connected with people that are doing community service, criminal courts, court hours, and you're breathing life into their lives. And so whatever you do, don't forget that, you know, this world is filled with distractions, filled with so much that can consume us, but seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be brought unto you. Amen. So if you want to volunteer, you know, come to our website, connect with me, and we'll make it happen. God bless you. You are amazing people, and I'm so thankful to be here. God bless you. Oh, and Christy will be sharing some information, too.
Thank you, Maureen and Denise. So in our thrift store, we really see it as a community thrift store. Our hands are like this. So we work with a lot of other organizations and nonprofits in town who have what we call wraparound care. So they're working with people in need. So if those folks need clothing for their children or for themselves, they can come in and get 3 outfits, top, bottom, shoes for their kids for free. We work with a foster care system. A lot of times they get those children the night before and they just have the clothes on their back. They can come in and get free clothes. Any of the schools in the school system, if they need clothes for their clinic, we want to be able to help them. We work with another nonprofit that has 26 different homes in town. They send a lot of donations to us, and when their appliances break down for free, they can come into the thrift store and get appliances. Pregnancy resources. We might put a couple of strollers or cribs on our floor. Everything else, including clothing, we send to their retail shop. Because if we're helping women save their children, we are changing Brevard County. So we really see our thrift store like this. And you guys have been awesome. I know we've done Stuff the Truck a lot of years. And so you guys shop and donate, and we really appreciate that. We are really starting to look at the community as a whole, all of Brevard County, and saying, what can we do to bring Christians together to have high impact on a larger scale? The Lord has given us 8 different things that we're starting to focus on. Domestic violence, payday loans, drug addiction, the sex trade, neighborhood revitalization, homelessness and affordable housing, and foster care. And so right now, the doors are really open for sex trafficking, affordable housing, and foster care. And so we would like to hear from you on how God might be calling you to serve in one of those areas. We will have our table at the back outside in the hallway. And so if you'll stop by and just give us your contact information, and when the Lord starts to open up those doors, we want to call you to come and serve and be a part of what God's doing. Because if we can bring Christians together, we can change Brevard County, right? And we're going to do it. This is the vision you were talking about at prayer time before, right? Praise the Lord. Now, during this COVID time, you guys know we are a handout, not a hand up. But when you're thinking about shelter, water, food, you cannot enter in any kind of a transformational process. So we are giving handouts during this time. So we have set up what we call a COVID fund. People from the community have given, and we've also gotten grant money. So some of the different things that we are doing, we have partnered with a wholesale food distributor whose normal customer was the restaurant business. And so a lot of restaurants closed, and so they were happy to get our business. So we're purchasing food at cost, and we are beefing up 5 of our partner food banks. Church on the Rock is one of them. Because we know that on down the road, I saw a little clap, on down the road, that need is just going to grow and grow and grow. We are also partnering with an organization in Jacksonville called Hunger Fight. And so just this past weekend, we brought them in and we had a food packing party where we put together 9,000 meals. We actually paid for 15, so they're going to be bringing us those other 6,000 meals because we polled the county to see where there might be food deserts. And food deserts are where people, for one reason or another, usually transportation, cannot get to the food banks or where they can get food. So we were able to feed people last weekend in Cocoa with some of that food. And we'll continue that. We're going to continue to see how we can help people with food in the community. And then for anybody that has COVID, and you don't have to have a positive, you know, diagnosis, we're trusting you. If you think you have COVID, you guys know what the signs are. We want to come alongside you financially and pay for Publix to deliver pre-made meals to your household. And how much we give you will be based on your household size. So we just see that as one small way. You know, especially as a mom, if you have COVID or if you're taking care of others with COVID, it's a strain on the family. So we want to be able to help you with dinners. And then for some, the funds are limited, but we are helping people with bills as the Holy Spirit is leading us. So during this time of COVID, for me, it's been a real reset. And for a lot of people, I hear Denise talk about, you know, what everybody was saying that was in common, and that is, what is God's, you know, will for my life? Some families are now, I have a girlfriend who has made sitting down to dinner with her family a priority. Once a week, they're having a game night. She's got some teenagers, and they're not that happy about it, but they have fun. But this has really changed their family dynamics. I think we're listening to the Holy Spirit more to say, what is it that you're calling me and my family to do to stay safe? Mask, no mask. Quarantine, no quarantine. Restaurant, inside, outside. Grocery store, having groceries delivered, right? These are all questions that we've had to seek the Lord on to keep our family safe. For Love, Inc., we have looked at our programs and said, what does not line up with our mission? And so we've had to change some of our programs. We've done some restructuring. I have a girlfriend who has been in a relationship for about 2 years. And during this COVID time, and they were heading towards marriage, during this COVID time, she really, you know, sought the Lord and said, Lord, is this what you want for me? And she ended that relationship. And just a couple weeks after that, she started dating a man. Now they have decided to give that relationship a try. Reset. Now for me, the Lord began to show me that I was putting God first, Love Inc. second, and my family third. In the big scheme of time, I have my kids for about 10 more minutes. I have a 14-year-old. She's here today with us. I have a 17-year-old, and I have a 20-year-old that just moved to Orlando to go to school. Henry Blackaby, I know a lot of you know Experiencing God. He reminds us of seven things. God is always working. He pursues us. He invites us into what he is doing. He speaks. And then we usually hit a crisis of faith and a crisis of belief. And then we adjust. And then we obey. So, recognizing that I was putting loving first over my family, my husband and I got together. He's here today with me. And we prayed and said, Lord, what do you want us to do? So I went to our Loving board and I said, I need to go from 40 plus hours a week to 30 hours in order to put my family first. They did not hesitate. They said, absolutely. We have an amazing board. And of course, Tony's on that board. And we have Janie here. She's on the board too. And Jim as well. An amazing board. But that was a really, really hard thing to do because we had to let go of what's that going to look like financially. You know, how am I going to get my work done in 30 hours? We were able to bring on an operations director that has really, really helped with that. Right? Praise God, right? So in all of these situations, we had to step first, and then God provided. So sometimes it's like the Red Sea, right? The Israelites came to the Red Sea and God parted it. But other times it's like the Jordan, where they had to step and then God provided. So I want to ask you, what has God been speaking to you during this time of COVID? How is he asking you to reset? He wants to invite you into what he is already doing. So now I want to talk about prayer. We know that God's heart is that everybody hears, has that opportunity before he comes back. 2020 is unlike anything that we have seen in our generation, right? It's crazy. Are we in the end times? I don't really know. Right? God tells us that we will not know the time. But it's crazy. COVID, racial divide, natural disasters at a rate we haven't seen before, fires, hurricanes, flooding, extreme political division. But Scripture tells us that we have the power to change things that are happening in the earth. So I want to read Jeremiah 18, 5 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. The instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck it up, to pull it down, and to destroy it. If that nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it. And in the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plan it, if it does evil in my sight so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good which I said I would benefit it. Wow. 2 Chronicles 7:14. You guys know this one. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Wow, we have that power. Again, we don't know God's timeline, but if we do those three things, pray, seek his face, and repent and turn away from our sins. That is so powerful. We could heal the United States and the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I believe that if we do not come together corporately and pray and seek his face and repent, then we Christians, because in Jeremiah, he was talking to the Christians that affected the whole land, we Christians will be responsible for the continued demise of our country. And we don't know. Maybe God will say, if we are in the end times, maybe he'll say, he'll postpone for another 5 generations. I don't know. So more people can hear. He knows. But we will have the opportunity. I know a lot of you attended probably the return yesterday and on Friday. If you didn't, there is out on YouTube where you can hear it. I recommend that you do that. But we have another opportunity where we can come together corporately. We are partnering with an organization called We Pray Brevard. And on November 1st, which is the Sunday before the Tuesday elections, we are calling Christians in Brevard County to come together at your place of polling from 4 to 5 and pray. If you go to their website, again, it's We Pray Brevard, there is an agenda that you can pray through. And it doesn't matter which side of the aisle you are on. I think we can all agree that this political divide is absolutely toxic. So let's come together and make a difference and pray for our leaders and for our future leaders, right? Because we can trust the Lord. He's the one that puts leaders in place. So individual prayer. Another thing that the Lord quickened in me during this COVID time is evangelism, that need to really want to share with the Lord. Now, I believe that God brings each person before us for a reason, and that we need to pay attention and ask the Lord, how can I have high impact on that person that is standing before me for his kingdom? So I want to share a couple of examples. This gentleman I was telling you about who works for the food wholesaler, when he came in to make the order, he sat down with Tangie and I, and we spent about an hour and a half putting the order together, and we got to the end, and I said, can I pray for you? And so he started to share with us that he was having some struggles in his family, and he was sharing those struggles. So we prayed for him, and he was visibly moved. And after we prayed for him, he said, I'm seeking God. And that was amazing to me. We are two women. He met us an hour and a half before. But because we took him to Jesus, he felt free to be able to share that with us. Unhindered, I'm seeking the Lord. It was so cool. I'm working with a gentleman on affordable housing, and he called me up, and I said, how you doing? And he said, I'm in the eye of the storm. So we finished our conversation, got to the end, and I said, can I pray for you? And he said, yes. And so as I began to pray for him, the Holy Spirit started unpacking this word picture that the Lord had given him, being in the eye of the storm. And so through prayer, I encouraged him that he was exactly where he was supposed to be. The eye of the storm is the calm when we're keeping our eyes on God. So all the things that was happening with him that were crazy were all around him, but he was in that place of peace. We finished praying, and he was like, wow. And you know, that wasn't me. That was the Holy Spirit. Then I had a lady call me, and she is in charge of a huge organization here in Brevard County. I've never met her. I've been on a Zoom call with her and about 20 other people. She called up and said, you know, give me an update on what Levink is doing. And we got to the end of our conversation, and I said, can I pray for you? And she began to cry. And she began to share with me, we've had $4.5 million come into Brevard County specifically to help people with food. She is the one that is in charge of those funds. And so she began to share with me the weight of that on her. And so I took her into prayer, and I asked the Lord to show her who would have ill intentions with this money and her not to give it to him. For the Lord to shine the light on who needed this money and would get it to the people. And then I began to encourage her that God had chosen her and that he tells us that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And that through him, she could do and take forward this responsibility that God had given her. And she thanked me afterwards. Now keep in mind, again, I don't know where she is spiritually, right? Stepping into the Jordan, right? And then my husband and I and my daughter were going to go to Maine. And we were, I called up the airlines and I made the flight. And at the end, I said to the lady, "Can I pray for you?" And she said, "That is so weird. I'm getting ready to have major surgery. That is so weird that you would say, 'Can I pray for you?'" I didn't know she was going to have major surgery, but God knew. Do you see how much he loved her? But if we don't walk forward in that, right, he can't make that change in their life, right? We are his instrument in the earth. Now I want to read Acts 16, 25 through 26. "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosened." So that happened in the physical, but we also know that that happened in the spiritual, right? Because we know the guard and all his family were saved. And so in these four examples, I believe that through praying for them, their chains were loosened, right? We don't know if we are planting seeds, we're watering seeds, or if we are walking in the opportunity to actually lead someone to the Lord. God is good, right? And I think of Jesus. Jesus tells us that he was rejected in his own town, right? We know how hard it is to share the Lord with our family members. So you praying for someone might be the answer to somebody else's prayer. How cool is that? Right? Now, if you are someone that's uncomfortable praying for people out loud, that used to be me. How did I get to that place of being comfortable? Practice. Stepping out into the Jordan, practice. Prayer, you guys, is not a spiritual gift. Prayer is a tool that God has given us along with the Holy Spirit to effect change in the earth. Land, country, world. Individuals. It's a tool that God gives us. So I want to ask if maybe the guitar player or the key player can come up for a minute. I want to give you guys the opportunity to walk in what I've just shared. I'm going to pray for us at the end. If you are a prayer counselor here, and I know we've got a couple from Love Inc., please, if you'll come up here, I want to give an opportunity for us to have some ministering time. So if you are not confident praying in front of other people out loud, and as I was talking, you said, "I could never do that," I'm going to ask you right now to step in the Jordan and come forward and ask one of these people how you can pray for them. Okay? If as I've been talking, God has showed you what your reset is, I'm sure he was already revealing that to you, and maybe today you said, yep, I know exactly what it is. If you're walking in fear, if you're having that crisis of belief, I want you to come forward and we want to pray with you to help you overcome that. Maybe you just need to seek his face and get down on your knees. Come up. Lots of places here for you to get on your knees to seek him. Or maybe you need to repent. Maybe there's something that you know that you are walking in that is sinful, and God is, again, nudging at your heart. I want you to come forward and take this time to have that time of repentance. You guys can start coming forward. If you do not know the Lord, today's your day. Just tell one of these folks and they'll pray for you and lead you into the kingdom of God. So Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you are always working and moving. And Lord, I thank you that you invite us into what you are doing, Lord. Lord, help us to have that boldness. Help us to have that faith to say, yes, Lord, send me. I will go where you are calling me. Lord, I thank you that you have given us these tools in the earth, Lord, that can change our world, change us as individuals, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord, that guides and directs us and leads us. And Lord, let us gather together corporately, Lord, so that we can effect change, Lord. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we say yes and amen to all that you have for us, Lord, all for your eternal glory. In Jesus' name, amen.